Kyle Baker Cardiff.
Yes, Kyle, this is Steve from Metro West SRGC.
Oh, hey, Steve, how's it going? Been trying to get back in touch with you here. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking.
Couple things, can you tell me about rates and all of that? What the... Gotta find your paperwork.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Pull that up, and you said you were with Metro SIG, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let me pull up your file here, too, while we're at it, just so I can look at your information here. Alrighty, so you were looking for the mailer we sent out?
Yes.
Alrighty. You guys staying pretty busy over there this summer?
No, we just did a whole bunch of work. Going to look at some more this afternoon.
Okay, nice.
Started a little slow, but it's picked up.
Well, that's good. Can't complain too much, though, if it's picking up, right?
Nope.
What are you looking at? Building a new house for someone, or you got something else going on?
No, we do a lot of work for a Fortune 500 company.
Oh, wow.
All their parking lot maintenance.
Okay.
We're getting into, we do all their snow removal, which we're really big for snow removal.
Yeah, definitely. I bet when it starts getting wintertime around there, that's probably one of you guys' main things you do, right?
That's our big, that's our moneymaker, yes.
Yeah, I bet. If you don't mind me asking, what Fortune 500 company is that?
It's TJX Corporation.
Okay, what do they do? Do you know?
Oh, they own Marshalls, Home.
Oh, so they're pretty big then.
Oh yeah, they're in Europe, they're in Canada, they're but I do their corporate headquarters.
Okay, nice. So you're kind of in there on a pretty good contract, then it sounds like, huh?
Yes, they're a real good company.
Okay.
Real company to work for.
Okay. So yeah, you know, we're looking at some capital, or were you bringing out some new pieces of equipment over there? Drew your interest to us?
One thing I know for the winter that we're going to be doing is putting up a salt shed, but we're going to put it on our property where our office and garage is, because we're running out of space over at their corporate headquarters, because they just keep adding on to the building. But it's a big site, but there's no room for, you know the salt sheds?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
We're actually over here in Southern California, so other side of the map.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of snow.
Yeah, not too much, but I've heard about them a couple times when I've visited in the wintertime around that area, so I do know what you're talking about.
Yes, so you have to keep this salt in a salt shed, and it has to be dry, and then we're looking at adding another piece of machinery over there. But what happens with us, I always end up using my own money, and I'm trying to get out of that habit.
Okay.
And
we're
I'm building.
So that's where we can help out quite a bit, you know. You can take advantage of our money instead of, you know, wasting all the money you had saved up there, and you know that way you can keep some extra cash on hand while using our cash over here to kind of float your projects or get your equipment going or pieces of machines, whatever it may be.
Right, I'm realizing the more projects you do, the more money you need to fund them, and we're doing a house right now.
Okay.
So,
how big's that house you're building?
Well, it's an addition of, it's like 2,200 square feet.
Oh, the addition's 2,200 square feet, or the complete house is?
No, the addition is.
Oh, wow, so that's a pretty good size then, huh?
Yeah, it's almost another house, to be honest with you.
Yeah, sounds like it. How long does something like that take you normally to put out there to get all finished?
We're it's all up, it's all closed in, it's all plumbed in heating, and they're wiring now, so.
Okay, so, and go ahead.
Insulation, sheetrock, kitchen, so that's eating into a little bit, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So, being that you're the general contractor, do you contract all that out there, or do you do most of that work yourself?
Well, to be honest with you, it's my own house. My wife, that's why I'm calling you, because she became disabled from a surgery.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear.
So I'm adding on to that, and it's all handicapped.
And okay.
I'm doing most of it myself.
Okay, well, sounds like you're pretty well-rounded over there, then kind of can do it all. That's a good quality to have.
Well, I still have to deal with electricians and plumbers. I don't do that.
Okay, yeah, those that can get pretty technical, that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, but it's going good.
That's good. Good to hear.
How do the rates work?
Okay, depends on kind of what program you're looking at, really. Are you kind of looking more along the lines of equipment or getting some equipment financing, or doing like a straight capital loan where you can get like a big chunk of cash and make payments on it?
Well, if say I took a chunk of cash,
okay,
making payments on it, and then we wanted to add to it, I mean, you got a credit thing of 250.
Mm-hmm.
Say we took like 50, and then down the road we wanted to do more. Could it be like almost like what's the word I'm trying to say? Almost like, can you keep using it, or if I paid it off, could you reuse it again? And
so so what we do is we really pride ourselves on being a relationship bank, so that is what we normally would love to do with our clients, you know. So say you did want to take a 50 out, you were the first time you did a loan with us, you know, we'd since it'd be the first time, we kind of start you off on a good, like a good term at you know, very comparable and competitive rates, but it's hard to give you an exact number over the phone just because like I'm not looking at all your current health of your business and whatnot. But the way it works is you take out a loan with us for that 50K, and say you know, halfway through your term you use up most of it and want to do another one, we can give you another additional loan on top of that cash you already have and give you around, if not better, since you're a repeat customer, around the same term with rates. So yes, definitely, to answer your question, that is something we do here quite a bit, actually.
So even if, like, halfway through the winter we paid it off and then we had something else we would want to buy, and we could just open it up again?
Yeah, if not a complete... Yeah, exactly. It could exactly. So you say you look, you know, you might be interested in, for instance, say you wanted $250 altogether, but you didn't want it at one time. You could do multiple terms within, you know, say you're grabbing 50K per time, and you know, you can just keep going on that as long as you may need, you know, and then you end up paying off your payments on your term. If you look like you then might need some equipment instead of, you know, some capital, we could also help you out. Or if you decided during that capital loan, still current in your term, you had some need for some equipment as well, we could just completely turn around and give you additional equipment financing. So there are a whole bunch of different options you have over here, and we really do work with kind of everything you're, sounds like you're asking for. But hey, let me ask you this. So if you're looking for around 50K, if you don't mind me asking, how were your sales last year?
I don't know. I'd have to have the bookkeeper do that. I know see, it was kind of weird. We might not do anything 1 month, and then like the last 2 months we did 77,000.
Okay.
And I have another about 30 that we have to do, and it just keeps coming.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of up and down throughout the year, then it sounds like. You have a really good month, and you might have a slow month, but kind of evens out.
Then 2 years ago in the winter, we pulled like 700 grand. But we have a lot of equipment, and we barely have, we have a real small note left on one piece of equipment, and we, everything is owned.
Oh, wow, that's quite impressive.
I think it's $1 million in equipment, and I think we might owe 25 grand.
On one of your last pieces?
Yes.
Okay, so with that being said, then, would you be looking for something secure or unsecure as a line of credit?
Well, what is the difference in the rates?
Well, they're basically, we do have a bunch of different programs. The rates kind of vary because we do work with credit tiers from A to D, so the numbers can kind of be all over the place, because if you look really well on paper, then you end up with some of our absolute best programs,
right.
And then if you're a little bit worse, you know, we still have a comparable way of getting you financed there. So what all would you be using it for again, the capital?
I'm going to be setting up it's almost like a salt garage or to store our sand and salt in for the winter.
Okay, and you're going to build one of those there.
We're looking for another piece of machinery, too.
Okay, what piece of machinery are you looking for?
A front-end loader.
Front-end loader. Okay, how much does one of those usually cost?
Well, I'm looking at two right now. They're 60 grand.
60K, okay.
For both of them.
Oh, for both of them. Okay, so are they new or used?
They're used, but it's a old timer. I know he's finally retired, and he kept his equipment really nice. And
okay, so sounds like it might be a good deal that you don't really want to pass up there. Then some cheap equipment for pretty good value. That's probably still in some great condition, it sounds like.
And it's kind of small money. I mean, I think the year before last, we did like $750,000 in snow.
Okay.
And I think, I'm not quite sure, I think last year we did like $250,000.
Okay.
So it's.
And was that all together throughout the entire year, just for the snow season?
Just for the snow season.
Okay, so you guys are probably looking at anywhere from like $700,000 to $1 million per year, then, it sounds like, right?
Right, and I can grow, but I don't want to take what I have and keep investing it, and then it ties me up on, like, my house project, the money I have in that.
No, I understand that completely, and that's why a lot of people like to do business with us, because it's 2016 now, you know, you could take advantage of using our money over here, and that way, you know, when you're making small incremental payments on a big sum of cash that you're using to float your projects or whatever, you're actually able to keep putting into your savings account the regular amount that you have been, and actually
right.
grow it instead of depleting that account by using it for those projects. So that's what's really appealing over here.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Okay, so would you be using that capital there for this, just for these machines? Because what we could do is we could actually get you some equipment financing, which is our rates are really great there. And then we could also set you up with a smaller, capital loan, and that way you can get started on that, salt garage, too.
Right. I'd like to do both, but I'm not sure if I'm going to... I'm not sure on the equipment which way I'm going, if I'm going to look into those two machines or I'm going to find one newer machine.
Okay. What are your return on investments on those machines there, would you say?
Oh, my God. The first machine I bought, I had a job. I worked full time, and I always liked doing snow. And so the first front end loader I bought was $25,000. Oh God, back in a lot of years ago. And I ended up the first season making $75,000 with it, and that machine is. Just kept bringing in revenue for 10 years now.
Oh, wow. So it's a pretty good return then.
Right, and when you do snow, it's not as hard as like digging in dirt or ledge all the time. That beats a machine up. Snow is so easy on a machine, so they last. I have a 09 machine, and you would think we just bought it yesterday.
Okay, so in that case, are you still doing like keeping up on like the maintenance too, and being able to do that quite a bit as well?
We do all that right in our own shop.
Wow, so okay, that's great. So that's probably keeping the life of those machines pretty well then, kind of like you were saying.
Oh yeah, you have to do filters, oil, the servicing, everything.
Okay, and you do that personally, or do you guys have some employees that help you out with that?
Employees, and personally, I do a lot myself.
Okay, so on those machines there, it sounds like, you know, you're looking between maybe those two used or maybe getting just a single, but when might you need those by?
November.
November? Okay. Just
probably
to kind of get...
Salt said I'd have to start working on it earlier.
Okay, because you need that finished for the wintertime, right?
Right, you get freezing rain before anything or...
Okay, so in that case, how long have you been considering a loan?
I've got a ton of stuff in the mail, and I really haven't looked at it because I have a cousin who knows about it, and I was going to ask him to look into it for me because he's better at it with him and the accountant doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they do. I want to be in the field
working. Yeah.
Looking at jobs and...
Making money.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, well... Then I guess I would ask you, you know, I know you're looking at those two used ones from that old timer over there, but when you do buy a new, do you have like a specific vendor you normally go through?
I'm either Caterpillar or Komatsu.
Okay. And is it kind of just whatever has a better deal or like whatever has the newest and latest greatest technology?
No, they're both pretty much together on technology. It's just... sometimes the prices vary a lot. Komatsu is usually in the $50,000 cheaper, but
oh wow, is it just is it the brand you're buying then for the Caterpillar, or is they have a little better features, or how does that work out?
The Caterpillar is great. They're real close to us. You can get parts. Same thing with Komatsu though, so it's, I don't know, Caterpillar's supposedly made in this country, but they've been catching a little slack, and Komatsu's not. So I don't know. And I don't think I'd buy brand new.
Okay.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, I know. They could get up there quite, you know, almost damn near $300,000 sometimes, huh?
Right. I could buy probably three or four. Would use machines for that.
Okay. So have you worked with, it sounds like you've worked with both Caterpillar and Komatsu before then?
Well, purchased, yes.
Purchased? Yeah, that's what I meant there. Okay.
Always been used, nothing new.
Always been used? Yeah, of course, you know, you can, that's where you get the best deals, it seems like, you know, have a, like that one, like those couple you're looking at right now. But let me ask you this, how would you rate your credit? Maybe good, bad, a little bit in between?
I don't know. She's actually pulling a report on me, so I'll have to call her and maybe
okay.
Get her in touch with you.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Oh yeah, that'd be perfect. And she kind of handles all your financing then, it sounds like, and the nitty gritty when it comes to how much the business made and everything along those lines.
Oh yeah, she does all the bookkeeping, and I can't. There's just too much going on. I could never do it all.
Oh no, understandable. You gotta stay out there on the job site to make sure everything's going as planned as that sounds like. So,
right.
No worries there. So I know you're looking around November for this, the piece of equipment. But when would you want to start maybe looking at some numbers for what we could do for you on that, you know, capital to get that garage started, since that's coming around the corner?
I would say the middle of September.
Middle of September?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And then how long does you have for those used pieces of equipment there? Is he kind of just solely holding them for you, or is he kind of selling them to whoever comes around first?
Told me, let him know he would hold them, and he's done really well. He did the same thing I did, and he's already retired at 85. God bless him.
Yeah, well, that's a hard-working man, it sounds like.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do with his time other than work, you know.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people are. My grandfather's the same way.
Yeah, old school, you know.
Yep, that's a hard-working American right there. Well, let me ask you this then. We do offer a 90-day deferred program over here. So the way that works, you know, and it works with new and used equipment. So what we can help you with is you actually set up yourself and get the equipment all, you know, all together and see what you want to do, the prices. And if it all works out, we can get you that equipment in your shop, ready to be working, and you won't have to make your first payment on it for the first 90 days. So 3 months, what was that?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's, you know, something we, you know, the local banks can't really touch us on over here is that program. But that's one thing that we do like to pitch to our customers here, just to see if that's something they might be interested in.
No, banks couldn't come close to that.
What was that?
Banks couldn't come close to that.
Hello?
Banks couldn't come close to that. You there?